Russian soldiers go home. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the message from Ukraine's president today.
We will rebuild every house, every street, every city.
Volodymyr Zelensky also vows to make Russia pay for all of that. This as a second round of talks between the two warring parties has just gotten underway while Russians keep attacking.
To try and stop them, however, the Ukrainian army has been blowing up bridges. As they approach Kyiv, another one was blown up yesterday. And that means that although Vladimir Putin can't get his ground forces in yet, he is instead starting to shell indiscriminately urban areas, residential areas.
That's Fox's Benjamin Hall in the Capitol. He says Russia's taking control of Kherson in the south.
They've released a message via the mayor telling everyone that if they break the rules that they set, then there will be severe consequences to pay. But if not, if they toe the line, they will be fine and the Ukrainian flag will continue to fly over their city.
More than a million Ukrainians have now fled the fighting, left their country. Now to the White House.
A potentially awkward meeting this morning. President Biden's going to talk to the so-called Quad leaders, including India, which decided yesterday to abstain from voting to condemn Russia at the UN. Then the president's going to convene a cabinet meeting as Russia targets innocent Ukrainian civilians.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Closing arguments will start soon at a former Louisville, Kentucky police officer's trial the day after Brett Hankison testified about the 2020 botched drug raid that left Breonna Taylor dead. The shots Hankins fired were not the ones that killed Taylor, so he's charged with wanton endangerment. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico, keep searching for the accused kidnapper blamed in the death of an officer killed in a crash during a car chase yesterday. The woman abducted in a carjacking was injured. The suspect was able to run away. On Wall Street, more gains today. The Dow's up almost 200 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, stocks rising a second day after yesterday's rebound clawed back all of Tuesday's big sell-off. The Dow is up 177 points. The Nasdaq is gaining about 30. The price of oil, it's been quite a wild ride today. It hit a 11-year high early this morning at $116. Well, it has now moved back down to around $109. Gas has spiked up, rising 7 cents today alone, 11 cents in 2 days. AAA's national average for regular almost $3.73 per gallon. We just got an update on the economy.
Economists have been expecting to see the labor market improve with fewer COVID Omicron-related disruptions and sick outs, and there was another slight improvement last week. The number of new claims dropped to 215,000. The number of continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, was little changed at 1.4 million. New claims rose to nearly 300,000 in mid-January, though the overall picture was still an improvement compared with this time last year. Demand for workers continues to outpace supply, which has made companies reluctant to lay people off. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Tomorrow we get the monthly employment report. In a few hours in Florida,
SpaceX will launch another round of satellites into orbit, part of the company's net of tiny satellites delivering affordable orbit-based internet service around the planet. It's called Starlink. It was designed to make internet available even in underdeveloping countries and free from government interference that could prevent communication during political crises. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, just this week rushed equipment to Ukraine to allow that country and its citizens access to the world in the case Russian attackers damage or destroy their existing telecommunications infrastructure. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The day before the Paralympic Games, athletes from Russia told to leave, not allowed to compete. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.